Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Shody. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hey, I was calling to file a claim for unemployment.
Yes, ma'am. And this would be an initial claim or a weekly?
The initial claim, the start of it.
May I have your social?
424-43-5260.
Can you confirm your first and last name?
Kamisha Mack.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay, and if you are approved for benefits, you have two options to receive your payments, either by direct deposit or by benefits card. Now, we do recommend direct deposit due to the card taking an additional 5 to 7. Okay. And would you want this in your checking or savings?
Checking.
Now I just need your routing number and bank account number.
Hold on. My routing number is 03-11-01-279. And the account number is 1547.
Yes. He said 155, 113, 324,
1047. 15, 61, 13, 64, 10, 47.
664.
For which, what numbers do you have?
Said 15, 61, 13, 36, 41, 047.
Yes.
Okay. Can you confirm your mailing address for me?
5519 Yellowwood Avenue, Birmingham, Alabama, 35228.
Said 5519.
6519.
You said 6519.
55.
You said 55 or
65? 5519.
Okay. Okay, so 5519. And what was the rest?
Yellowwood Avenue.
Okay. And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
And can you confirm your phone number?
205-370-6330. Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions, okay?
You say who?
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions, okay?
Okay.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Enterprise, Florence, Birmingham, Opelika, or none of the above?
Birmingham.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 4295 Highcroft Drive, 601 Royal Oaks Drive, 607 23rd Street North, 764 Southgate Lane, or have you never been associated with any of these addresses?
607.
Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Big Red, Cocodrillo, Pirates, Thunder, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
You say who?
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
May I have the date of your last day worked?
What today is? The 28th, Tuesday, the 26th.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
You said, do I work for myself or what else?
Own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Neither.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Am I available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Am I available for what?
All shifts in your normal trade or occupation.
Yes.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'd probably say 30,
okay.
35.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$12.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay, may I have your job title?
I was FC support. To my previous job title?
Yes, ma'am.
FC support.
What exactly did you do?
Pack and flow.
Okay. So you're packing?
Yes.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes. Bless
you. May I have the name of your previous company?
Amazon Fulfillment Center.
Okay. May I have their phone number?
Now that's kind of hard because they always do everything through email. Let me see.
Thank you. And may I have the date from when you started work?
I started April 9th, 2020.
And may I have the date of you said 25th. Matt, the city and state where the work was performed in?
You said who?
Matt, the city and state where the work was performed in?
Bessemer, Alabama.
Okay. And be advised, since you are filing a claim during the claimant week, next week when you do your weekly certification, you have to report your gross earnings yourself, okay?
You said I have to report who?
Your earnings, yourself.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And why are you no longer working with this employer?
It was had something to do with time. My time had, I think it was like a point system.
Oh, okay. May I have the name and title of the person who discharged you?
They didn't say it was just HR. It just said HR.
It just said HR? Okay. And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I tried to, talk to them, but, they said it's just their policy. Their attendance policy. So.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
And I'm going to give you a 4-digit PIN number whenever you're ready to write it down.
Hold on. I'll just type it in my notes. So hold
okay.
On. Okay, what's the PIN?
6095. Okay.
6095.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the following instructions and numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Now, the claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system, and your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works, and that's one word spelled out, .alabama.gov/Vosnet, which is spelled V as in Victor, O as in Oscar, Sierra, Niner, Echo, Tango, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Now, claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by phone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the phone, the number you should call each week is 205-458-2282. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by phone or internet on next week. And lastly, an information booklet will be mailed to you. And this booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. So please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed can result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. And your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. What? We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Okay, so whenever I do start receiving the unemployment, what days do I call to, you know?
Sunday, through anywhere from Sunday through Friday, 5 p.m.
Okay, so it could be any day of the week, as long as it's not.
Just not Saturday.
The next week.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. It's not on Saturdays.
Okay. And it can take 2 weeks to process this?
Yes, ma'am, in between 2 to 3 weeks.
So whenever I do whenever I'm eligible or whatever to get this, y'all will send a letter or call?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All
right. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.